That's all right. Go ahead and string that air guitar. Jump up on your kitchen counter. Scream and yell a big yahoo. It's all right. You're at Rosie. You're at my house. That's what we do at our house every morning. We've got Tom on the phone who asked a great question in a seven-year-old home in Gilbert, Arizona. He wants to know, he's trying to address the insulation and efficiency of his attic. Can we bring Tom back into the conversation? Because this is a great question, and but it's a much bigger question than most people realize. Tom,
yes, Rose.
Why are you even thinking about your attic? Tell me why your brain is up there.
Well, you know, I've been hearing a lot about foam on. I listen to KTAR a lot.
Okay.
So I'm hearing this foam guy come on about how foam can create energy efficiency in your home.
Okay.
And, you know, I heard the same thing about radiant barrier, a year ago.
Yeah.
And, before I spend $7,000, $8,000 to do my attic, which is what they want to charge, I thought I'd do a little research and call you and see if you've done any cost analysis or breakdown as to whether or not this insulation barrier is going to keep the heat out and keep my house cooler in the summertime and keep my house warmer in the wintertime.
Okay, Tom, we've actually done dozens, I dare say hundreds, of case analysis on this.
Uh-huh.
Your home is 7 years old. Is it a 2x4 frame or a 2x6 frame?
It's a 2x6.
It's a 2x6. And does it have foam insulation on the outside 1 inch with stucco on it?
You know, it does have stucco on it, but I'm not sure whether or not it has a 1 inch foam on the outside.
Okay, so your outside walls are insulated anywhere from about an R20 to an R28, okay? Your windows, are they, they're probably dual pane, I would assume.
They're dual pane.
And are they tinted
No, they are not tinted.
Clear tinted. So your windows are an R value probably of about 2.5 to 3 at the most, okay? And your your attic done 7 years ago is probably, based on the fact it's a 2x6 home, I'm going to assume this builder probably insulated your attic to an R38, okay?
Yes.
Okay, now.
I believe that's so.
Okay. Now, what we're trying to do in a seven-year-old home that's probably built fairly well under current standards.
Yes.
How many square feet do you have?
It's 3,100.
Okay. Good size house. And how many people live in it?
Let's see. 2 and 2 is 4.
2 plus 2 is 4. Good. Okay.
Good. Today.
All right. Tom is on the ball this morning. He woke up alert today. Now, Tom, do you have a swimming pool?
No, I don't.
Is it an all-electric home or is it dual energy?
It's dual. Gas in the winter, total electric in the summer.
And what temperature do you keep the house in the middle of the summer?
In the middle of summer, I change it with my thermostat. So during the day, I will keep it at 80, and then when nightfall comes, I'll bring it down to 78 between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And then after 9, I bring it down again to 76.
Okay.
And that's for the upstairs for sleeping. Downstairs, I crank it down to, or I crank it up to 80 degrees during the night, and then I crank it down during the day to 78.
Okay. And You doing that much manipulation of the thermostat, I'm going to have a hard time guessing, but I got to believe in the middle of the summer, your cooling bills have to be $350.
You got it. You're right on the money.
Yeah. Okay. Now, in the summer, dual energy, in the winter, dual energy, I bet that electric bill drops down to almost 100, 125.
Yeah, it drops down to about 90.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Here's what I want you to think about really hard. Let's take 350, subtract 90, that ends up with $260. Okay, $260. 10% of that 260 is due to the temperature of your attic. $26 a month is what you're paying to cool your house due to the heat gain from the attic.
So
let's, Romy, do you have a calculator? Let's divide $7,000 by 26. Is that a 34-year payout?
Did I do that right?
How many months is that?
7,000.
Yeah, by 26.
Divided by 26.
Yeah. And divided, then divided by 12.
You're looking at 22.
A 22-year payback.
Years. It's up to you, Tom.
And we always ask our listeners, when we save you money, take a small percentage of that and donate it to Habitat for Humanity. Thank you for the donation, Tom.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.